Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Fingers podcast.
Oh,
I'm your host, Daddy McDuke. I'm joined as always by Dr. Hoji the Dr. Kismoji.
That's right. And bringing the truth, bringing the electricity for the
John,
past. How long have we been on the air? We've been on, I remember when we were on.
John Henry Anker, Sheeran.
How are you, John?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Are you hopeful about the Bengals season with the news coming out this week?
The offseason's just chugging along. There's just a lot of useless noise at the moment. People trying to create a lot of content off of things that don't really mean anything. It's you ever get the feeling that like people are just like they're just really impatient. They just want everything to happen at once, and they're trying to turn every piece of little news into something meaningful. And they just don't let things come to them anymore.
Yeah.
It's a lot of instant gratification. I don't know if are we part of the problem, man, as content creators?
No, actually, as journalists, we are part of the solution, John. And I will say, I mean, the one positive about all this is the Bengals are important enough now for there to be so many rumors. I mean, everybody cares. And I'm bored. And I think a lot of people are bored. And
everyone's so bored.
Yeah. And so we rely on Twitter and we rely on rumors to make our lives meaningful, you know.
I suppose. It's just like we hear the same sound bites every single year and we turn it into the same pieces of content every single year. It's like we don't learn anything from it. You know what I mean?
Are you saying that, are you thinking what I'm thinking, John, that we should really make this a show about having a vegan diet and do something meaningful with our lives? Because we can do it right now. Daddy was not here. We could totally change the topic of the show and go vegan right now.
Right, it's more or less what I was talking about. I'm saying stuff and you're twisting it into something that I'm not saying. You know what I mean? Right. And it's true, trying to create something out of that.
That's true. Hold on. Oh, I. This is where we talk about Brinks. Oh my gosh, there's so much pressure. I got to do all the stuff that Daddy does, the promotion stuff. So hold on. So wait a minute. What was the Wino app that he always talks about? How do I promote this?
Yeah,
what
does the Wino app do? It's for our loyal listeners and anyone who likes our content to ask us personal questions, and we can respond to them in a very personal manner. And
you can text us.
Yeah, but more or less, yeah. So if they have a question about starting a vegan diet, they can ask Hoji the Electric Smoji. If they have questions about bargain shopping, they can ask Daddy-O. If they have any questions related to anything football, they can ask me. You know, it's a very equal relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I would say mine is a matter of life and death and your soul. But yeah. And anyways, so yeah, the Wino app, you can text us on the Wino app and you can watch this show. If you are watching it from YouTube, know that you can watch it live from Brinks. And Brinks streams us. I think we are one of like three shows on that channel. It's amazing. Brinks has really, they love us.
We've almost monopolized the content, you know. Yeah. Like we put out more consistently than any other program on there, and I think we have arguably the best content that you can find on Brinks.tv.
Well, I would say so, yeah.
Which is why they ask us to promote it.
Speaking of monopolies, I think Daddy was back. Daddy, do you want to hop in, or should we bring Kayla on maybe and ignore Daddy this time? Maybe we should go straight to my Hojoscope because I got a lot to say. Let's bring Kayla on. I want to meet Kayla and talk to her about the Bengals. Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Ayla.
Great. So tell us, you have your own show.
Yes, me and a couple other girls on Bengals Twitter, Jess and Whitney and Jerry, have a show called Tigress Talk. We're taking a little break right now, but we'll be back before the draft.
Okay, I think I corrected my audiovisual problems. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Kayla, thank you for coming on the show. I love
Where
your
are
show.
You?
I am in the room, but I'm not in the Zoom. There we go. I'm here. Yes.
Okay.
And Kayla, I love your show. I love it, and I've watched every episode, and I love how you jump from topic to topic. And you're not, no, I mean, I love it. And it's basically you're not afraid to digress and to go from one thing to the other. You just say, excuse me while I digress, but you know, it is this.
Now,
you know,
Daniel, somehow, have you actually seen Kayla's show?
It is called Tigress Talk.
No. I know what it is called. But I am guessing, this is just a random wild guess, that you have never seen Kayla's show.
I have seen shows.
I am guessing, and this is just a random wild guess, that you are basing your opinion of Kayla's show on your illiterate understanding of what the word tigress, which you are reading as tigress, means.
And you
have heard the word in conversation, digress, and you are thinking, tigress is how it's spelled. And it's not. Okay, tigress is a female tiger.
Okay.
No, hold on. Okay. You got to watch people's shows before you bring them on the show.
Yes,
she has watched our show.
Okay. I'm sorry. I digress, but I want to move on to Kayla. First of all, how did you become, because let's be clear, this is the only Bengals show hosted by women Bengals fans. So how did you become a woman? How did you become a Bengals fan? Tell us the whole story.
She was born a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. I have been a woman my entire life. I became a Bengals fan basically at birth as well as, my dad is a Bengals fan. And so he taught me in the ways of Houdet. So,
where are you from in the Cincinnati?
I'm in Northern Kentucky. So right across the river.
Well, I know Northern Kentucky very well. We used to do gigs there, Daddy and I. So where from? Where in Northern Kentucky? You talking Newport?
I'm in Erlanger.
Erlanger. I think Erlanger used to have that great big theater there. We used to go to the movie theater, but
you got robbed there, Daddy. Luckily, he only had a few pennies in his pocket, but still, it didn't keep him from filing a police report.
Right. But I will tell you this, the taxes are a lot lower in Kentucky. So we have the DNH Sports headquarters located in Northern Kentucky.
That's right, in a bunker.
But you know, again, I apologize, but I have to digress and I have to go back to the first topic that we had, the Brinkstad TV. We didn't get to talk about. Courtney is breathing down my neck. She's very upset.
I'm pretty sure we handled that, man. I don't know what else we have to cover.
Brinks, we talked about the wino.
Oh, you talked about all that. Oh, I was gone for a while. But I would say that on Brinks.tv, they have a lot of great new shows. And Courtney, I was looking at this, and Ray Lewis hasn't had a lot of, you know, big guests recently. He had one lined up because the show is about solidarity and a championship mentality. He had actually Vladimir Putin lined up. It didn't work out. He had a hectic, crazy week, but listen to this.
Did Ray have a hectic week or Putin?
I'm not actually sure. Courtney maybe can fill us in on that. But I will tell you this. Ray Lewis's mom was on the Shield Your Babies from the NFL podcast. Right, Courtney?
Huh. Right. She was our premiere episode, Inside the Shield with NFL Moms.
Right.
Emphasis and on premiere.
Yes. She was on the show, and they talked about a lot of interesting things, like negotiation tactics to get NFL players to kind of settle down and not use violence, and mandatory talks with the opposing players' moms to understand the kind of compassionate point of view. So that is that. And now I want to talk about, if it's okay, I want to move on to Logan Wilson, labrum surgery. Honestly didn't know that male football players had labrums before the show. John filled me in. But Logan Wolfson, I guess Anik, by that he means that he's like Wolverine in how fast he heals. Because this guy, look, he had, John, what was it, 39 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss and an interception in the playoffs on a completely torn labrum that happened week 13. And then he came back. Like, he came back without it being healed. John, what happened?
He's got a very powerful labrum.
Yes.
Clearly, he just needed that little pad on his arm that they wrapped around his shoulder. Yeah, he played the entire postseason. It was a pretty good memory, even memorizing all those box scores, too. But he was a dog in the post, a wolf, even, what you could say. That interception against the Titans, he had a great game in the Super Bowl. He was arguably their best player in the Super Bowl, and it ended unfortunately, but he's going to have surgery, or he already had surgery. He's going to recover in time, and yeah, getting ready for year three.
So I don't know about Kayla, but in my opinion, Logan Wilson would have been, or he is the Super Bowl MVP. I'm just going to say, Kayla. I say it's fake news to give, I don't remember who won the Super Bowl MVP. Doesn't really matter.
Another white guy.
It was a fake news Super Bowl MVP, but I would say it was Logan Wilson. That pass breakup that he was penalized for is one of the best plays of the game.
Kayla,
how do you feel about, I mean, look, Logan Wilson, he was injured and he was, John, I mean, top five player, defensive player in the playoffs, I think you could say.
Something like that.
Yeah, I mean, he did not look injured to me. I mean, I didn't think he was all over the place. Him and Jermaine Pratt, the linebackers, were huge in the playoffs for us as a unit.
He looked like he could be giving Joe Mixon a piggyback ride and still being successful. I mean, the man is a monster. Yeah. He's a beast.
He was fantastic. He was fantastic. And also, I think that Joe Burrow was fantastic.
Who does not? I mean, everybody loves Joe Burrow.
No. A lot of people do not.
Everybody knows Joe. I talked about how Joe Burrow is the GOAT.
Yeah.
And he is.
I was just talking to Kayla about this, that Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com, he comes out and he puts Joe Burrow number 6 for the whole season.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's including the playoffs. He puts him behind, get this, Matthew Stafford and Justin Herbert. Okay, fine. A lot of people, they love the rocket arm. But he puts him behind Matthew Stafford.
And he does this and after watching the whole season, or he does it before the playoffs?
The whole season and the playoffs. And, John, he said that Joe Burrow's, so we're talking year 3 for the QB now. He said that Joe Burrow's 3 postseason games were maybe his worst outings of the season, John. The 3 postseason games, or 4 postseason games, I think he said, in which we broke the playoff curse, we had the first road win, we won in Kansas City, and we won the Super Bowl. Unless you're going into the, you know, alternative facts.
Fake news. Realm.
But yeah.
Do you legitimately think that those were his 3 best games of the year?
No, he said they had his worst 3 or 4. I don't know. He said he had his worst games of the season in the postseason.
If those are his worst 3, then that kind of tells you how good of a season that he was. And he was top 6. What's the issue here?
The issue
is that he's the GOAT. He's number 1, John. Yeah. Have you not been watching the show?
You're going to ask an NFL.com writer to put the Super Bowl champion below the guy who he beat?
If he has a brain.
Oh, well, I'll tell you this. Yes, maybe the Super Bowl champion who threw, I don't know how many interceptions in the Super Bowl, and was bailed out by amazing defensive line against Joe Burrow.
And may I add, let a woman fall off the podium, and he didn't even help her back on. That's not like a number 5 QB to you? He just watched her fall off. Okay,
John,
I'm out of here.
He could be a D-bag. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
John, Joe Burrow, okay, with those couple of explosive plays, kept us in the game. And
How long does it have to be until we just say that Stafford played a little bit better than Burrow in that game? I mean, obviously the offense.
Happened.
Are you saying how long is it until I die? Is that what you're asking?
That's a long time.
That would also
this
be nice.
This man is mostly artificial flavors. He is made up of so many artificial products and synthetic things that he eats. This man is going to live forever.
Burrow could have played better. His offense line was terrible, but he could have played better.
Oh, he could have played better, but he was better than the Stafford. If
Kayla,
you look in a vacuum,
what does it matter?
His performance was...
He lost.
Kayla, Hold on. Why do you guys still let them talk?
I don't know why John doesn't let Kayla talk. Please.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
The question is, why doesn't John let Kayla talk?
The answer is Kayla.
Talking.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with John that if those are Burrow's worst games, then we're in pretty good shape. I don't think those were his worst games even this season, but I mean, obviously we all saw the Bears game. That was a whole lifetime ago, it feels like, but that was also this past season. And obviously he's had some incredible games where he's basically put the team on his back, like against Kansas City. That first time was crazy.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I love Joe Burrow, so I obviously am going to rank him high, but I'm not, you know, with the NFL insiders or whatever. So,
and you know, the thing that no one realizes is that this poor man, this poor Joe Burrow, he got sacked in the playoffs how many times?
19 times.
19 times. 19 times. What other QB, Matt Stafford included, could get sacked 19 times and win?
No quarterback's ever gotten sacked 9 times a playoff game.
No one's ever gotten sacked that many times in one. No one can get sacked.
The difference, the difference is leading up to the playoffs, like the Bengals were dominating because Burrow was dominating, and then things started happening in the playoffs, and they were winning because of their defense. Like, is that not
true? Let me tell you my theory.
Let's talk about defense.
John, yes. Have you ever noticed that Tom Brady's defenses seem to get it done when the playoffs come around?
100%.
The Bengals defense, it was a big play defense in these playoffs. It was a big play. Why are they taking those risks? Why are they tipping those balls? Why are they jumping? Why are they getting those interceptions? Why are they making the time plays? Because they know, hey, maybe this big play doesn't happen. You give up a big play instead, but Joe Burrow's got our back. We have a quarterback. If we need a score, we need a game-winning drive, we have that guy. Just like Tom Brady, that gives defense the confidence to play aggressively. And with this defense, not the stoutest defense, having that, that is what juiced that defense, John. John is saying, hold on, because he has to think. When John has to think, that means I have disturbed the brainwaves
something. But here's the question. This team is no stranger to great defenses. Why isn't it the case that the great defenses of the past were able to carry Andy Dalton through anything? I'll tell you why. Because no matter how great your defense is, as Daddio says, that defense is not going to take risks. That defense is not going to have the energy. That defense is not going to be able to carry a team through when they know, and God bless Andy Dalton, because Andy Dalton was the best Andy Dalton he could be. But when they know that you just ain't going to cut it.
No, I mean, you don't have to. So with Burrow, you don't have to be worried about a back and forth game. You don't have to try to hold on to a lead for an entire half. Go ahead, John.
Right.
No, Kayla, this is the issue with debating with Daddy, because the argument goes into five different directions and you forget which tangent that you're actually going on. The whole point,
I digress. Go ahead.
The whole point of this is that at the end of the day, Joe Burrow is still ranked in the top six quarterbacks in just his second year coming off of a catastrophic injury. No, let me finish. 70 sacks in this season. Still the sixth best quarterback to just one gas bag, Greg Rosenthal. Like, that's fine. Like, what is the argument here? He's a good quarterback.
John, the fact that you called him a gas bag totally validates
my spit
argument.
On Rosenthal.
That means that the
I'm
the
a gas bag. You're the gas bags too. Whoa. We're all gas bags here.
John,
an insult.
Let me move on, John. So I saw that this guy, JT O'Sullivan, who I thought he was a robber baron, monopoly man type guy, or a financial investor, turns out he actually played quarterback in the NFL. Okay, and he now has a YouTube channel. And guess what? Like us, he has a Patreon. So it's not begging. Professional athletes do it. Our Patreon, patreon.com/DHSports. His something else. You don't want to go there.
No, don't give to other people, give to us.
Yeah, but look, he goes out there, he makes like a 17-minute long video where he's reacting to Joe Burrow's plays, and he's like, that was a bad one. Oh, I wish he did that. And the type of plays, let me tell you, one of them was the 4th-and-1 conversion he got after the, I can't remember, Stafford had so many interceptions. I think it was the 2nd interception. Can't remember. So hard to keep track of all the interceptions of this guy who's better than Joe Burrow. There was two or five. I don't know. But so this
and
one.
Let's not forget the save he didn't make, the woman falling off the podium. Go ahead.
Yeah. So listen, John, after Chidobe, I think, got that early third quarter interception, right? And everybody's like, oh, we're going to go up by 2 touchdowns. We have the game in the bag. 4th-and-1, Joe Burrow converts with his legs. And we get the field goal.
Wait, what does that mean? He converts with his legs? You mean
he runs
the ball with his
he
legs?
Runs.
Okay.
No, he runs. He runs.
Okay.
Now, this guy, JP, whatever, Morgan, he says that, you know, he had Chase on the sideline and he could have thrown the go route or whatever it was. And he says, that's how they got here. You got to take those chances. It's 4th-and-1. It's the Super Bowl. It's, you have a 7-point lead. That's not 100%. 100%, you move the chains and you get within, 10 yards of the goal line. And that was one criticism. The other ones, John, he said he was very heel clicky on one play. He was spooked. He was off his game because of the pressure. And there's one play where it was 20 yards down the field. He's like, why didn't he just throw it? And I was looking at it. It's like Von Miller is right in Joe Burrow's face.
Yeah.
And here's this guy who had an adjusted yards average of 5.7, 56% completion or something, even though he entered the NFL in the 2000s. And, negative touchdown to interception ratio. And he's pretending like every single perfect read made in a split second. Joe Burrow, if he doesn't do that, he deserves criticism. And that's the kind of nonsense I've been seeing and reading about Joe Burrow since the Super Bowl.
Hoji, you know the type of person that just goes out of their way to just discredit every single critic of a single entity? You know the kind of person?
Yes. Sounds very like powerful.
Sounds like a confident. kind of a fascist, you know?
Yes.
You get a little bit of those vibes.
Yes, it does. I get those vibes. He wants it to be absolute. He wants all praise the leader. But in this case, so do I. Because Joe Burrow deserves it.
Let me just say something. We talked about fascism on the show, Kayla. We are working on it. We had HR in here last week.
Yeah.
HR is supposed to be on their show every week. Couldn't be on the show. We're talking about Brianne Jansen. Not on the show this week, but next week again. Something like that.
She
said, get this. She said, I was like, what? Okay, you're not going to be on the show. Why? She says, I have a board dinner. And I was like, what's that? And she says, well, dinner, you know what that is, I assume. Do I have to explain? I was like, no, I know what dinner is. And she says, board. And I said, I know what board. And she said, it's all these investors for the DNH of sports and all that. Get this. She's describing our investors as boring people, and she's HR. I'm just like, I'm just taken aback. It's crazy.
Board of investors.
She's bored of the investors. And listen to this. Also, I don't know if you know, but we have a sponsors on the show. And we have to talk about the sponsors.
Not for long.
So, yes. If you want to access this show in any from any country, in any language, and you want to, let's say, hack into our show and take over our YouTube account, anything, you can use NordVPN. You go to nordvpn.com/believe, B-L-E-A-V. You get a 70% discount and 1 month free and 1 month money back guarantee. That means you're only paying for 1 month, if I did the math correctly. And
it doesn't, but that's okay.
It's more secure, Let's say you want to share, secret analysis of gas bags, or you want to share, where you hid your gas bags, John. I don't know where you keep your gas bags. Anything like that, you have more security. And we have another sponsor,
And we have another sponsor, and that other sponsor is Athletic Greens. I take Athletic Greens before every show. That's why I'm so pumped up. That's why I have so much energy and so much happy mojo. I've been rubbing it on my head, hoping that I can grow hair. It doesn't work like that. Instead, you're supposed to take these absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. And I tell you what, this stuff is made in New Zealand where things are done right. There's no big farms with all these cows and stuff like that. Everything is in
gas bags.
Naturally. It's a natural supporting your gut health, your nervous system. Yeah. And it's anti-aging. I have gotten 3 years younger. My doctor told me that ever since I started using Athletic Greens. It's lifestyle friendly, cat friendly, dog friendly. Don't feed it to them. It will kill them. But it's friendly because you will have the energy to play with them, okay? There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything in it. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. With your first purchase, all you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. Believe is not spelled the way you would hope. It's spelled B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe.
Well, let me tell you,
it doesn't matter how you hope it's spelled. It's just not how you think it's spelled.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease at the Greens.
I will tell you this. I am so convinced by Hoji's thing. I want to try them out. By the way, I love vitamins. Hoji thinks I'm not healthy. I have a bag of vitamins a day. I love the fizzy ones. I love the ones that are shaped like worms. I love vitamins.
Okay, just because it's gummy doesn't make it a vitamin. Those are gummy worms. Yeah.
Yeah,
he thinks everything gummy is a vitamin. Just
there's only sugar in
gummy vitamins.
No. I've seen vitamins. They give them to kids. They give them all those vitamins. I love vitamins. Okay, Kayla, I want to now move on to John's segment because you know we need to add people in the free agency. We need to add to the offensive line. You have ideas. John has ideas. I want you to talk about it and figure it out for the Bengals. John.
Figure it out for us. Go. You're on.
Well, no pressure.
I'm not sure I really have a choice. I have to talk about this guy, Ryan Jensen, I guess. Center out of Tampa Bay, 30 years old. He's been with the Ravens before. I think our own Adam Pac-Man Jones, an exclusive Believe report, said that the Bengals are interested in signing him, even so much as they've even offered him a deal, which is illegal, 2 weeks before free agency even begins. But beyond that, he's expected to get like one more decent contract, and the Bengals are a good fit if they were to either move on from Trey Hopkins or move Trey Hopkins to a guard position, put Ryan Jensen in at center. I think he's a much better run blocker compared to Hopkins. I think he can do anything you need him to do schematically. He's battle tested. He's proven. I think PFF doesn't really grade him accurately as you would think. His pass protection efficiency and production is fine, even though the grades don't always reflect that. But he's been blocking for Tom Brady for 2 years, and he's done magnificent at that. He's been an asset wherever he's been, and now he's up for a new deal. Tampa Bay may not re-sign him. If the Bengals want a true upgraded center, Ryan Jensen is probably their best bet.
I love it. I love it, John.
And what about Kayla then?
Kayla. What do you say? Do we sign him? Do we not sign him?
How do we fix the offensive line? Fix it for us, Kayla.
I love Ryan Jensen.
Hold on. You have 21 seconds.
Why?
I think he would be such a good fit. And I think that Trey Hopkins has played guard before for us. And obviously, I mean, I like the idea of having Corey Lindsey last year. So this is, I think it's a great thing and it shores up the interior and makes the guards play better around him. And I love it.
It protects our beautiful Joe Burrow. The golden goose.
Just like I'm protecting
the goose that lays the golden egg every game.
We're all protecting him on Twitter right now.
I protect him with my mojo. I do a special spiritual revival for him every night. I do a special dance around the candle. Yeah.
I protect
him from all sorts of slander on Twitter. I've been reporting every tweet that says negative stuff about him. Even those that mention the number of interceptions he had, that's not acceptable.
No,
you don't talk about that stuff.
You silence dissent, right, Daddy-o?
Yes. Yes. Now, Kayla, I don't know if you know, but we have a professor on the show. And he talks about everything from, like you heard, cat diets to astrology. Yeah. He was a QB coach too, and he talks about the kind
online.
The tactics he High used school. To. Right. So here he is with his horoscope.
Well, thank you, Daddy-o. And I'd like for all of you to stick around for this. This is probably one of my most important horoscopes I'm going to give, and Daddy-o, you especially. Because today I want to talk about Uranus. You know, the time has come where we're going to have to choose whether we're... Sorry. Where we're going to be inside of Uranus or rise above Uranus. Now, Uranus is in Taurus, Kayla and Daddy-o. I don't know if you know this, which is a time of turbulence. Neptune only goes into Pisces. It's literally in water only once every 165 years. Last time was 1862. That was the Civil War. And what you're seeing with these movements of Daddy-o, Uranus and Neptune in Pisces, what you're seeing is a very strange time. And this is what's going on in Ukraine. Why do you think that's happening? People are trying to hold on to their old ways in a time of change, because that's what happens every 165 years. Now, you're going to see solar storms. I don't know if you guys are listening, but it's important. You're going to see solar storms, and you're going to see a potential drop in magnetic shields and an evolution of consciousness. This is really important. This is what's happening. This is the stats. I'm reading the stats. And this 12,000-year recession cycle will set up an electromagnetic field pushing us into this higher state of consciousness. Now, what does this mean? You have to trust your frequency as Jupiter and Neptune go into conjunction. And ultimately, what that means is this fundamental shift is going to happen in the NFL itself. All teams, okay, that weren't known to be good are going to be good. And they're all going to begin with B. Talking about the Bengals, the Bears. I'm talking about, we already saw the rise in the Bucks, but the Bucks were always good.
Broncos.
The Broncos are going to be okay.
What about the Browns?
But it's also going to be the Browns and the Bills. And people aren't used to that. People are used to holding on to the past. And they want to hold on to that. But Daddy, Uranus isn't going to let them do that. So that is my horoscope.
Wow. Well,
I believe it's pronounced Uranus.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yes, okay. But I digress. Okay, look.
Noted.
Let us move on. Kayla, this show, as you know, has a big staff. Very, very kind of extensive staff of unpaid interns. So we have a lot of funds, a lot of snacks.
Some people might say, sweatshop?
Yes. Well, I don't know. It's finally heating up. I was a little disappointed that you guys were just kind of sitting there very, very cold, no sweat. It doesn't feel like you're working if you don't have sweat. But right. That's going to change very soon. So, Courtney, people can go to our show, patreon.com/DHSports. They can support us. They can go to vino.app/DHSports and get a direct line to me, Hoji, and John. Yeah. And we tell them all sorts of secrets and we give them some treasure maps and all sorts of... It's a lot of value if you do that. But really, we are here for the kids. And what I mean is we're here to basically recruit your kids to come on the show.
Oh, my gosh.
So I want to, we need a lot more employees. So anybody out there who's interested, I will include a link for you to sign up as an intern on the show. We need some help with video editing and social media posts and that kind of stuff that kids love. They love, they have so much energy for that stuff.
And the beauty of the show is you do not need talent to do any, to be involved in the show at all.
No. No, you don't. You just need a microphone. Everybody has one.
You just need a microphone and a willingness to work for free or less.
Yeah, and so, look, this show will be broadcast on Brinks.tv. It will be a podcast, the number one Bengals podcast, which you can find on Snitcher and Scratchify and all that
number
stuff.
Number one in then, name alone.
Yes. And then also, it's going to be on the YouTube channel, D&H Sports. We're also on the Believe YouTube channel, which is with Adam Pacman-Jones. And a lot of people have been clicking on our videos by accident. If that is what you have done and you have made it this far, you can also go to our YouTube channel, D&H Sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be surprised if they made it this far. And I would love for you to put in the YouTube comments what you think about the O-line conversation we had today. What are your hopes and your aspirations for this team? Because the O-line is where it's at.
Yes. And let me ask you something else. So I want to have a discussion about Joe Burrow. And what some people are saying he needs to improve on in year three. And so I talked to Ken Anderson today, the Hall of Fame quarterback. And he said, you know, we try to set it up for next week. So if you have questions for the great Mr. Ken Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Put them in the comments. Questions about Joe Burrow or anything else. And we will ask him on the show. It's going to be a fun show. Second appearance for Ken Anderson. And so just do that.
Man.
Make sure you go
to... He is the aftershave of QBs.
Absolutely. Make sure you go to Tigress Talk and you subscribe. And is there a podcast or is it just the YouTube for now?
We have just the YouTube for now, but follow us on Twitter as well because I think we're going to be doing some stuff this off season as well. So.
Okay. And how do they send you money?
They don't.
Not everyone does everything for money, Daddy.
Well, listen, I'm going to make it easy on you. You can send it to patreon.com/DHSports. And if they want the money, we send it. If they don't want the money, we'll find a charitable cause.
You're never going to see the money. Well.
Yes. Works for me.
There you go. Kayla, thank you so much for being on the show. And for John, Paul Enka Sheeran, Dr. Hoji, Dr. Gismoji, and Daddy McDuke. We'll see
Bridget,
you next
please
time.
Come back.
We will see you next time. Oh, don't forget to check out John's articles at cincyjungle.com and Kayla on Twitter. What is your handle again?
At Case Welbs.
Case Welbs. And that's all we have. We'll see you next time. So long, sweetie.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.